In the news headlines this afternoon, government says the outbreak of cholera in Northern Province has led to the death of two people with 174 others infected since it began in early August. The Ministry of Home Affairs and Internal Security says it has apprehended over 500 foreign nationals involved in illegal gold mining activity since February this year, with 368 arrested in Mufumbwe District. In foreign news, a former defense minister in vocal critique of Togo's government has been arrested, according to security sources.
977 News.
I'm Anish Kumbikonda with the news in detail. The government says the outbreak of cholera in Northern Province has led to the death of two people, with 174 others infected since it began in early August. Minister of Health Dr. Elijah Muchima has linked the cases to travel for funerals and fishing trading across the border, raising concerns about regional transmission. Dr. Muchima says so far 156 patients have been discharged, while 16 remain admitted in treatment centers across Mpulungu, Sama and Mbala districts. And the Minister of Health has assured the public that a comprehensive response is underway. He says cholera treatment centers have been activated in affected districts. The Ministry of Home Affairs and Internal Security has intensified efforts to curb illegal gold mining activities involving non-Zambians. Ministry Principal Public Relations Officer Mwala Kalaluka says over 500 foreign nationals have been apprehended since February this year. He says between June 4th and August 1st, 2025, targeted operations in Mufumbwe District apprehended 368 foreign nationals, mostly Tanzanians, for breaching immigration laws. Kalaluka says the individuals were not licensed to undertake mining activities in Zambia, constituting a clear violation of the Immigration and Deportation Act No. 18 of 2010. He says the operations resulted in 35 prosecutions with 30 convictions and 3,816,000 kwacha revenue collected from temporary permits. And Kalaluka adds that 126 individuals were deported, 15 refugees relocated to settlements, and 25 gold detectors confiscated.
977 News.
The Old People's Congress has urged President Hage Ndehijilema to honor his commitment to pay the voluntary separates of 1999. According to Nelson Musoni, the APC believes leaders should keep their promises, and it's unfortunate that the president has taken the matter to court to block the payments. He notes that many voluntary separates have died without receiving their benefits, causing them and their families significant hardship. Musoni has called on President Hichilema to demonstrate political will and commitment by paying the former civil servants their long overdues without further delay or consternation. He emphasized that now is the time for the president to do the right thing and fulfill this obligation.
977 News.
Economists Kelvin Chisanga has proposed the establishment of a national sovereign resource fund for Zambia to effectively manage natural resources revenues. According to Chisanga, the fund would stabilize the economy against volatile commodity prices, safeguard future generations, and support infrastructure development. He cited examples of successful resource funds in Norway, Botswana, and Nigeria, emphasizing the need for a strong legal framework and transparent governance. Chisanga believes the SRF would ensure Zambia's mineral wealth benefits both current and future citizens. He has urged the government to establish the fund through an act of parliament with clear governance structures and investment policies. We have business news coming up.
Credible, accurate business news.
In business news, the Zambia Revenue Authority has impounded a containerized truck carrying 504 cases of smuggled konyaki. Says the authority has seized 21 motorbikes that were smuggled into the country. The seizure of the smuggled goods has a revenue loss of over 550,000 kwacha. The items entered Zambia through the Nakonde one-stop border post. And to avoid seizure of transportation vessels and other related penalties, the Zambia Revenue Authority is calling on transporters to be alert and ensure that goods they are transporting are declared.
977 News.
The 977 International News.
The former defense minister and vocal critic of Togo's government, Nakade, has been arrested according to security forces. Nakade, the sister-in-law of long-serving leader Faure Nasebe, recently called for his resignation and urged the military to stand with the people in ending decades of dynastic rule. Togo has recently been crippled by deadly protests calling for Nasebe to resign and release political prisoners.
977 Sports News.
In sports news, the stage is set for one of Zambia's most anticipated North versus South Golf tournaments, which has attracted a sponsorship of 1.2 million kwacha from Vivo Energy Zambia as part of its corporate social responsibility and commitment to seeing the tournament thrive. Speaking at the launch, Zambia Golf Union President Greg Lubesha thanked Vivo Energy Zambia for sponsoring the tournament for a second consecutive year. Lubesha described the event as a vital platform for up-and-coming golfers aiming to break into the professional ranks. He also applauded Lusaka Golf Club, the organizing committee, for their role in reviving competitive golf, which he said is essential to improving player standards across the country. Meanwhile, tournament chairman William Kasempa says the event will feature 40 of the country's best golfers, 20 each from Zambia's north and south regions, competing in a mix of foursomes, singles and four-ball match play formats over 2 days.
Weather updates.
In your weather update for the city this afternoon, temperature is currently sitting at 31 degrees Celsius with lows of 30 degrees Celsius. Here are the top stories as we end the news this hour. Government says the outbreak of cholera in Northern Province has led to the death of two people, with 174 others infected since it began in early August. The Minister of Home Affairs and Internal Security says it has apprehended over 500 foreign nationals involved in illegal gold mining activities since February this year, with 368 arrested in Mufumbwe District. And in foreign news, a former defense minister and vocal critic of Togo's government has been arrested, according to security sources. I'm Anich Kombe Kaunda.
Yeah. watching movies all the time. Ooh, and I went away for doing my first crime. And I never thought that we was gonna see.